Good afternoon. I'd like to call the animal control hearings for the City of Palm Coast to order on June 7th, 2016 at 1 o'clock. Welcome to the City of Palm Coast animal control hearings. My name is Nicole Turcotte. I'm the hearing officer for these proceedings. I would like to briefly outline the format of today's proceedings. This is a public hearing. The hearings are quasi-judicial in nature. The formal rules of evidence do not apply, though fundamental due process shall be observed and govern these proceedings. All testimony shall be under oath and recorded. There is no public comment portion of these proceedings. The hearings will be called in the order of the sign-in sheet and then as otherwise announced. When your case is called, please come to the podium and identify yourself. The city will speak first, presenting relevant information and evidence for review. Following the city's presentation, you will have an opportunity to speak and present information as well. Following an assessment of the evidence and testimony, I will enter a decision regarding the matter, and then your hearing is concluded and you may leave. An order will be sent to you via mail. I would like to ask that if anyone here is going to provide testimony, please stand and raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you hereby swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Please be seated. All right, let's get started. The first item to address is the Pledge of Allegiance. You want to stand? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right, the next item is to approve the minutes from the last hearing, which was April 5th, 2016. I have reviewed them and have no changes. They are approved as drafted. All right, will the city staff please introduce themselves?
Judy Flammer, City of Palm Coast, Code Enforcement.
Okay. All right, the first person on the sign-in sheet, this is for 18 Webelo Place. I'm not going to be able to say your last name. I'm so sorry. Lisa Dawson.
Avery.
Yes, that. Come forward. I understand there's three separate case numbers and agenda items, 31, 32, and 33. Hi there.
Hi.
Just before we get started, for the record, again, this is agenda items 31, 32, 33. The case numbers are 2016-040527, 2016-040528, and 2016-040529. I had an opportunity to review these files as well as all the files for today in advance. Would the city prefer to hear all three of these at the same time? It appears it's the same sort of violation for three different animals.
That's fine.
Is that okay with you, ma'am?
That's fine.
Okay. And I'm sorry, can you tell me your name one more time?
Lisa Dawson Andrazik.
Andrazik. Okay, I'm going to try not to mess that up. Thank you for coming this morning. As I mentioned, the city will go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to speak.
Okay, for all three animals, Trey, a neutered dog, Princess, a spayed dog, and Mo, a spayed dog, the license tags expired January 26th of 2016. We mailed a first notice on October 9th. A second notice was mailed February 1st. A citation was posted on April 14th and mailed certified April 15th. It came back unclaimed. The certified mail came back unclaimed. The hearing was posted on May 17th and mailed certified and regular on May 18th. The result is that the certified mail is still in transit, but we have not received any of the first class mail back. In October 2012, a citation was issued. They submitted, so we waived it. In May of 2013.
Sorry to interrupt. What was the date of the first one? You said October of 2012?
October of 2012, correct.
Okay.
In May of 2013, a citation was issued. They submitted. We waived it. In April of 2014, a citation was issued. They submitted. We waived it. And in March of 2015, a citation was issued. They submitted. We waived it. 4 years, we waived the citation. We now feel that it's that the city is. We recommend the $75 citation stand. They have submitted and gotten licenses for all three and updated rabies.
Okay, and just for my information, the four prior citations that were all submitted and waived, were those all for each dog?
Each dog.
Each dog. Okay.
Each year.
So for each of these, in October 2012, May 2013, April 2014, and March 2015, there were three separate citations for three dogs.
Correct.
Okay.
And I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with the supporting documents.
Okay. Thank you. And again, you said that they've submitted. Ms. Andrasik has submitted for this citation, that the three citations that we're here on today.
Correct.
They're up to date as we sit here. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for coming. What would you like to say?
Just that my understanding of the requirement under the city's ordinance is that the dogs be licensed. I didn't see anything in the ordinance when I read it that said that they needed to be licensed by a certain date other than when they're first brought into the city. We have gotten the notices at no point in time. Every of those years, we did get the licenses, including this year, we did get the licenses updated. They've been a few months late, but at no point in time were we ever told that the citations were waived and that there was a limited number of times that those citations were to be waived. As long as the dogs were licensed, their vaccines have always been up to date. They get regular medical care. In fact, probably more regular than the humans in my family. So I'm not sure where the harm to the city is or any of the residents of the city in that a few months have passed with not getting the dogs licensed, especially if we were not aware that there was any waiver of a citation being offered to us before. We were just told when I'd go to pay it, I'd ask, okay, do I still have to go to the hearing? No, everything's taken care of, and there was no further information provided. I assumed that there was the same this year.
Okay, does the city have a response?
We mail everything when it gets to the citation stage, both regular and certified mail. It comes to a pretty heavy cost to the city. So as a courtesy, it's not written, the courtesy of us waiving them. We do not have to waive them, but we do that as a courtesy just to be nice, because we do want to make sure that all of the animals are properly licensed and vaccinated. Like I said, we do not have to waive them, but we have in the past. There is plenty of notice saying that this is the result in all of the notices that we send them. The first notice, the second notice, it clearly states failure to comply. In a warning notice or a citation or a mandatory appearance before the city's hearings officer. And it clearly states first offense, 75, second offense, 100, and third offense, 200. Every single piece of correspondence does state that.
I don't think I have a copy of the actual licenses. Do they provide notice to the animal owners that the license has an expiration date?
Yes. When they receive the license, it states on the card to hold it for their receipt, and this license has an expiration date of... Oh, good, you brought one. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, it does have an expiration date.
Okay. Oh, do you have a copy of that?
Yeah, they just came in the mail yesterday.
Would you like us to make you a copy?
Yes, please. Thank you. Ms. Andrasik, do you acknowledge having received, I mean, I think you already did, but just for clarity, that you received these notices in the past for each of these years, that your license had expired and that it was overdue?
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to wait till she comes back, if you don't mind. Or he. I'm not sure who took it.
He.
While we're waiting, does the city have a recommendation for, to the extent I do impose the fine, deadline for payment of the fine?
30 days upon receipt of the invoice.
Okay.
The invoice typically takes a week or two to get, so...
Ms. Andrasik, did you have anything you wanted to say in response to the city's last comments?
No.
Okay. I suppose as a matter of housekeeping, again, while we're waiting, can you confirm that the dogs are, we have a neutered dog named Trey?
Mm-hmm.
And a spayed dog, Princess?
Yes.
And a spayed dog named Mo?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, based on the evidence and testimony that I've received today, I'm going to find that the city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings and that you, Ms. Andrasik, owned and still own all three animals, Trey, Princess, and Mo. I'm going to find that there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license, and I'm going to find that the $75 is... reasonable for a first-time offense, especially given the fact that it's not actually a first-time offense, and there have been incidents in the last 4 years every year. I'm going to order that you will pay $75 for each dog within 30 days of the invoice received from the City of Palm Coast, and that is the city's final action on this matter. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay, take care. Okay. Next up is 39 Wheeling Lane, Suzette Racine, agenda item number 6. Hi there. What is your name?
Suzette Racine.
Racine, okay, welcome. And what is your name?
June Spearman.
June Spearman. Okay, for the record, again, this is agenda item number 6, case number 2016-031357. As I indicated earlier, the city will have an opportunity to go first, and then you'll be able to respond, okay?
Yeah.
For the record, is anyone else here to testify on this case? Carol Cataldo? We don't have a Carol Cataldo here. Okay, the city can proceed.
Good afternoon. My name is Eva. I'm with the City of Palm Coast Animal Control. We're here today about Carmel and Simba.
Yes.
Where two dogs were caught running loose on March 31st, 2016. Running loose, creating a nuisance. Then we had imposed a $75 fine for each dog for each offense. Affidavits were obtained. Do we have the complaint in here?
No.
Our complainant is not here today, but their statement has been submitted into evidence. What we are looking for today is that the owners do know that there is a leash law and they need to stay contained to the property. And that we impose the fine for the dogs running loose.
That had been previous.
Okay, I had an opportunity to review the affidavit that was submitted by Carol Cataldo. And I know that you mentioned that the dog was caught running loose. Who was the dog? Did the city catch the dog?
The citizens.
Okay.
That submitted the affidavit.
Did you speak with Ms. Cataldo, Eva?
Yes, I spoke with her the day of the incident and did recommend that she complete an affidavit, since we did not see it, that she had saw it and that it affected her while she was walking.
Have you had a chance to review her affidavit?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Does it seem consistent with what she told you, if you remember?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think the last question I have for you for now is the affidavit provides the incident occurred on March 29th at 5 o'clock, and I think you just mentioned it occurred on March 31st. Was that just the date of the violation was written, or do you have any clarity on that matter?
This is the date she filled out the affidavit for me. The time and date of the incident was the 29th.
Okay. I just
29th at 5 p.m.
Okay. Ms. Racine, did I say that right? What would you like to say today?
What I'd like to say, on the excuse me, on the paper, it says that I didn't correct the things.
What paper are you talking about?
About the paper that you sent me.
Are you talking about the citation?
And it has been corrected. I have the proof. See, it continued to exist.
Says it continues to exist.
the conditions, but she had already fixed the conditions.
And I have the proof. I have pictured that I put a chain on my gate.
Okay, before you go on, do you mind showing me what paper it is you're looking at? Because I'm not sure what you're talking about. Thank you.
Hearing paper.
Oh, okay. Okay, so
I have the picture.
What do you have to say about the incident that occurred on March 29th at 5 o'clock that is complained about by Ms. Cataldo, your neighbor?
Yeah, okay. I found the inspector who came at my place.
I'm sorry?
The inspector who came at my place for the result of the
The
running.
Animal control officer?
Huh?
The animal control officer?
Yeah.
Okay.
He found on the ground the tied up that I had to my fence. He found just one piece. I had four of them. Is it cut by somebody? I don't know. I wasn't there, so I don't know. But my my dog ran to the dog walking on the road, and they didn't do need any damage. As soon as I saw them, I called them, and they came back. My fence was open, and it wasn't supposed.
Do you know how the fence was open?
Somebody had cut these things.
Probably. I didn't see it. And then today, I put a chain. They will have to cut the...
Okay, so just so that I'm understanding correctly, you're showing me zip ties.
She's going to show you pictures of what she has done to...
Okay.
They told her to do.
I'm going to need pick copies of this, but I'll look at it real quick. Okay. So you're showing, just for the record, you're showing me two photographs, one of a fence with the dog behind it and a beware of dog sign, and the other one with a fence appeared to be locked up with a chain and a padlock. Okay, can we get copies of these, please? So your testimony, though, is the picture that you just showed me is how you fixed it since this incident, right? Okay. Okay. He'll help get us some copies of those photographs if you don't mind.
Copies.
Ms. Spearman, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just came so she didn't understand the question.
Oh, okay. Okay, I understand. Thank you for being here.
Because the dogs are always in the fence, and somebody had cut these. According to the police officer, it looked like somebody had cut these. And
okay, when you say the police officer.
You say the police? Well, the inspector.
The guy who came for the inspection?
The inspector.
Was that you, Eva?
No, it was another officer.
Okay.
And he's not here right now.
Okay.
And he took my paper, too, to have the proof that they were licensed and everything?
I'm sorry, what was the question? Did you have a question for me?
The officer, he asked me for the paper to prove that I have a dog's license and a vaccinated.
And who was the officer?
It was Bill Doonan that went out.
And he's not here?
No.
Okay, so just to clarify then, before you add the chain, you were using the zip ties.
Yes.
And it appeared that someone had cut it on the date of the incident.
Yes, because they were really tight, and it's not easy to cut that.
Okay. Has your dog ever jumped over the fence?
Huh?
Has the dog jumped over the fence?
No, not ever. So he found on the ground, he found one piece of that. I had four, but I didn't find the other one.
I'd like to ask the city, has there ever been any prior violations with regard to this matter? Thank you.
No, not that we know of. Just in her statement and said that she had prior incidents. The day that this had happened, I was off, so Bill Doonan responded to the location. Then I went and picked up the affidavit the next day because it's my zone, and then went forward with the citations based upon affidavit.
You didn't happen to see the zip tie by chance while you were there,
no,
right?
No, okay. That would have been Bill.
Okay. If I can just have one moment. Ma'am, do you have anything to say about the allegations that your dogs were barking nonstop?
They were barking nonstop?
Yes.
Yes, my neighbor. I volunteer at Human Society every afternoon, and I let my dogs on the patio. And she was nice enough to let me a note that it was barking for half hour. So I put it inside, and she gave me another note, and I said, I wasn't there, so it's not possible.
Okay, so I'm sorry, you said that you had a neighbor that had mentioned that your dogs were barking?
Yes.
Who was that neighbor?
The name.
The same lady, Miss Cataldo?
No.
No. They're on different streets.
Okay. So is this your next door neighbor that you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the address?
It's the next to me. It's 41.
41?
Probably, yeah.
And this is Wheeling Lane? Okay.
39. I am 39. 41.
Okay. So do you remember when? So did she leave a note on this day or around this time, March 29th? Or are you just talking about another time that she left you a note about your dogs barking?
No, it was in the March 29th, this one.
When
the
was
March
it?
March 29th is
it was
when?
Another day, right?
Another
the same day.
What's the name of the woman? I don't even know the...
Bill Dunham.
Huh?
No, Carol Catabo. Carol Catabo.
Eva, did you say you went out to the property around the same day? You said to pick up the affidavit, so it would have been the 31st.
Correct.
And did you observe anything? The dogs were barking at that time?
No.
Okay.
No, it was before. The dog barking, it was before. But as soon as I had my note the second time, the note, I put the dog inside, and I didn't let him anymore on the patio.
Okay. All right. Based on the evidence and testimony that is received today, I'm not going to find that there's enough evidence here that you have committed any violation. Unfortunately, the complainant is not here, and neither is the officer that could dispute what you're saying about the zip tie. So I'm going to... dismiss this violation. Okay? Just make sure that you comply with all the appropriate laws. Keep your fence locked and make sure your dog's not barking. Okay?
I appreciate that. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Next we have Tiff. Thank you for coming.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, take care. You're free to go. Have
okay.
a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next is 6 Wills Place, Richard Fasano, agenda item 35.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, are you Richard?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome. As you have seen, the city will go first, and then you'll have a chance to respond. For the record, this is agenda item 35, case number 2016-040538. Are you the spouse of Mayra?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, if the city would like to proceed.
Okay.
City of Palm Coast versus Mayra Fasano, 6 Willis Place. Amendment oriented evidence, the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. A spayed dog named Lucy, whose license expired January 11th of 2016. They have submitted, so the license is up to date now. The first notice was mailed November 9th of 2015. The second notice was mailed February 1st of 2016. The citation was posted April 14th and mailed certified and regular April 15th, which came back, the certified mail came back unclaimed. We did not receive the first class back. The hearing was posted May 17th, mailed regular first class and certified May 18th. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. In October of 2012, a $75 citation was issued. They submitted, so it was waived. In May of 2013, a citation was issued. They submitted, it was waived. In March of 2015, a citation was issued. They submitted, and it was waived. City recommends a $75 citation stand, payable 30 days within receipt of the invoice.
Okay. Mr. Fasano, can you confirm that you have a spayed dog named Lucy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, what would you like to say today?
I do have a question for code enforcement.
Sure.
The other letters you sent, 2013, 14, and 15, what animal?
12, 13, and 15.
What animal are you referring to?
They were all for Lucy.
All for Lucy?
Correct.
Okay.
I do have copies if you would like
them.
Okay.
No, that's fine. Okay. The only thing I have to say is when I review this, the notice where it discusses how the rabies certificate, that it expires on May 10th, everywhere I've ever lived, a municipality will not offer a license unless the dog is vaccinated, regardless of when you bring the dog into the city. For example, if I have a dog and it already has its shots, but I don't report it to the city for 2 months, it makes no difference. They would not give me another license until that dog had its proper vaccinations.
Okay, so I am a little bit confused here. Can I ask the city... I have note here, the license expired January 11, 2016. I understand you've submitted, so,
yes, ma'am.
You know, this is no, but for the purposes of the citation. Was there an issue with the rabies certificate as well, and what was the date of that, if any? Did it expire?
No, it wasn't, and it clearly stated in the notice, the current license has an expiration of January 11, 2016. Please note the rabies certificate we have on file expires May 10th of 2016, which means that if they came in to license the dog, the rabies is good until May 10th.
Does that help you? It does seem a little confusing, but does that help you understand? I think your question to me was posed regarding a rabies certificate.
Right, that if she didn't have the rabies, I wouldn't be able to get the license in the first place.
She already had the rabies.
But
the rabies,
rabies
didn't expire.
But she was due again in May.
Right.
So why would you give me a license in January or February if she's not going to, the vet will not give it to her before then?
You don't have to get a new one. It says that provide a current rabies if...
Isn't that the whole purpose of a license?
Right, but when you're getting the license, the rabies is up to date. You're up to date with it. The dog is vaccinated.
Okay.
I think maybe for clarification, think about it like this, and the city can correct me if I'm wrong, because I know this is confusing. This has come up before. They do go hand in hand, but they're two separate deadlines, if you will. Does that help you make more sense?
I
understand what you're saying,
is,
and that's the confusion. Okay, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Based on the evidence and testimony here today, I am going to find that the city staff met all notice requirements and that the owner I have listed as Mayra Fasano and Mr. Richard Fasano as well owned and still owned the spayed dog Lucy at 6 Willis Place. Is that correct? Okay. I am going to find that there was a violation of section 8-51A, failure to license, and that the $75 fine is reasonable for a first-time offense, and that the payment of such fine will be due within 30 days of the invoice from the city. Do you have any questions for me?
No, but they'll mail me the invoice?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Okay. You have a good day. Thank you for coming.
It'll probably take about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
Graham Trail, Trevor Oxholm.
Yep.
This is agenda item number 7. And are you Trevor Oxholm?
I am.
Okay, thank you for coming. This is agenda item number 7, case number 2016-030769. Can you confirm with me that you have a spayed dog named Pearl?
Yes.
And your address is 14 Graham Trail?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for coming. The city will go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Hi, Heather Priestaff with the City of Palm Coast Animal Control. We've received several complaints in the past of the dog barking. We received one in November 21st of 2014. Bill Dunan, the animal control officer, went out at that time and issued a courtesy notice letting him know that we received a complaint about the dog barking. It wasn't until 7 months later that we received another complaint, and I requested a letter be sent with the ordinance in it stating what the barking ordinance is.
When was that? I'm sorry.
We call it a barking letter. So I requested a letter at the second complaint that the letter be sent out explaining what the ordinance is, that the dog it's a nuisance if he barks more than 20 minutes, that type of thing.
When was that done?
That was June of 2015.
And you said that was in response to a second complaint?
Yes. We received another complaint in October of 2015. Dog complaint from the neighbor, barks continuously all day long. They leave in the summer months, so the dog isn't there. But they are back now, and the dog is in the fence barking all day. We sent a courtesy notice for that one, and then we received no other complaints, so the case was closed out.
Okay.
The last one we received was March 16th of 2016. I spoke to Mr. Carr on the phone, and he filled out a notarized affidavit about the dog barking, and it is in your packet, his complaint.
I got that, yes.
Are the two letters in there, too? The two recent letters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And hers?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I have them. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We did monitor the area. And I did not hear the dog bark myself at all.
Can you tell me when you monitored the area?
Yes. Maybe. I was out there a couple of times after the complaint, but I know that I was there on the 29th and the 30th because I had other things going on in the same street.
March.
May?
March.
Mm-hmm.
And you observed no barking?
Correct. And I know a couple of times a weekend people went out and they did not observe any barking either.
Okay.
And Mr. Carr has sent two letters after his affidavit.
Yes, I have those. I'll address those in a second. Does the city have anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Mr. Oxholm, before we continue, I just want to, for the record, just say that there was an affidavit filed by Robert Carr. He is not present here today, correct? Mr. Carr is not here. Okay. And there was attached to his affidavit dated March 16, 2016 is a letter about continuous barking, essentially. I also have a letter that was provided to me dated May 27, 2016, indicating that Mr. Carr would not be able to make it here today. Excuse me, if you just bear with me for one moment. Thank you for your patience. What would you like to say today?
Well, the only thing I can say is that the dog is never allowed out unless someone's at home. I can tell you with 100% certainty she's never barked for more than 5 minutes. I would say 95%, probably 3 minutes, because Mr. Carr has sent us threats of suing. When my parents are there, they come during the winter. The dog actually stepped on his lawn once, and he came out yelling at my father, who's 77 years old. Obscenities at him. And believe me, we don't let that dog... Once she barks, she comes in the house.
Okay. You'll just excuse me. I'm just jotting all this down, so Thank you for your patience. May have this here, but in regard to the prior complaints, like from years past in 2014 and then the two in 2015, were all of these complaints from the same gentleman, do you know?
I believe so. And we have not heard the dog bark.
Okay. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Does the city have anything else they'd like to add? Okay, based on the evidence testimony received, I'm going to find city staff met all notice requirements that you own and still own the dog Pearl. However, I'm going to find that there's not enough evidence to establish that there was a violation of Section 8-30A of creating a nuisance. So this will be dismissed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Iron Place, Louisa Gordon. Sorry, we have agenda items 2, 3, and 4.
Hello.
Hi, are you Louisa Gordon?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Before we get started, if you don't mind, sir, are you here for this case? Okay, are you going to be testifying? Okay, you can come up if you'd like. And what is your name?
Marvin Trosh.
Okay. For the record, we've got three separate agenda items, three separate case numbers, three separate incidents. I've had an opportunity to review these files before today. I think, does the city have a preference with regard to whether we do these all together or whether we separate them out?
That's fine. I didn't know.
I'm sorry, which one?
Whatever you
okay.
prefer.
I think for this particular matter, I would prefer to do them separately just because there are three separate incidents. So let's start with agenda item number 2. This is case number 2016-020592. Ms. Gordon, before the city gets started, can you confirm you have a neutered dog named MJ?
Yes.
And your address is 128 Iron Place?
Correct.
Okay. All right. City, like to proceed with agenda item number 2.
Good afternoon. My name is Eva with the City of Palm Coast Animal Control. I would like to start out with letting you know that there is a little bit of history to this address. Starting back in June of 2015 is when our first running at large and failure to remove waste complaint had come in. 6/29/15, a courtesy notice was posted stating the complaint and the procedures to follow, along with a license application to have the animal licensed with the City of Palm Coast. No response. We had no more further complaints. The case remained open. Our second complaint came in October. October 6 of 2015, again, running at large complaint. A second courtesy notice was posted on October 7th, 2015, stating the complaint and procedures to follow. Again, a City of Palm Coast license application was posted. On October 14th, 2015, we sent a letter to the whole cul-de-sac. This is a small cul-de-sac in the E section. Letting everybody be aware of the running at large, waste and license, and to current rabies on animals. So the ordinance was sent to everybody in that cul-de-sac, letting everybody know that we kind of have an issue there, and to obey the law. Again, no response from owner after that second courtesy notice. Our third complaint came in November 29th, 2015. Again, running at large in the evening now, and the dog barking and creating a nuisance. We had a code officer on in the evenings, and he monitored the area. Luis Mendez is present. On December 7th, 2015, Mr. Mendez monitored the area from 8:55 to 9:15 p.m. No violation was found. On December 21st, 2015, at 9 p.m., 9:05 p.m. to 9:20 p.m., no violation was found. And on December 28th, 2015, 8:45 to 9:15 p.m., no violation was found by Mr. Mendez. I did meet with the complainant on December 17th, 2015. And I dropped him off some affidavits and received a letter from him as well, based upon what he is experiencing at his home next door to 12 8 Iron Place. We monitor the area periodically, but we've never saw the dog loose, animal control staff or code. On December 16th, 2015, I wrote the first citation for failure to license and to provide current rabies at $75. On January 21st, 2016, rabies and license was obtained, and that citation was dismissed. On February 17th, 2016, we received multiple affidavits about running at large, failure to remove waste, and barking. The affidavits were brought into our office. After reviewing them, a citation was written in the first offense for running at large, creating a nuisance, for an affidavit dated for an offense on February 7th, 2016. You want me to end there or go on to the next citations?
Are those for the other agenda items? Mm-hmm. You can hold off on those, but you won't need to repeat the history again.
Good.
That's good news. Okay, I just want to clarify some of the dates you gave me, if you don't mind. The very first time you did a courtesy notice was June of 2015, is that correct?
June 29th, 2015, correct.
And was that in response to a complaint?
Yes, ma'am, it was. The complaint came in on June 27th, 2015.
Do you know who the complainant was?
I believe our complaint was standard.
Okay.
No?
I mean, June.
Okay. Would this have been somebody calling in? There was no written statement associated with it.
I will read this. Maybe it will ring a bell.
Okay.
Loose dog. Owner refuses to place dog on a leash when outside. As neighbors, we have asked for her to comply with the city leash code. We would purchase a leash for her if she cannot afford one. This was a week ago, and as of this morning, the dog was loose, supervised by her 6-year-old son to defecate and urinate in others' lawns. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And then the next one was October 6, 2015. That was in response to a complaint as well?
Yes, ma'am. The next complaint came in.
Is that also Mr. Is it Mr. Troche? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Troche? Okay.
I believe so. I'll read the complaint that came through to our office.
Okay.
Her dogs are constantly running around the neighborhood without a leash and refuses to use one. Stating no one can tell her how to keep her dogs, she became very combative when we try to talk to her. She has threatened me and my wife on more than one occasions over this. Was that you making the complaint again?
That was not you.
Not you?
Okay, and then also for clarification, the notice that went out to the cul-de-sac, was that in response to another complaint, or was that just done as a precaution?
That was in response to another complaint, but I do believe this October was yours because you had written a letter.
Yes, I had written a letter on 1 October to Mrs. Gordon.
So I believe you have an evidence.
A letter from Mr. Troche to Ms. Gordon?
Yes.
I don't think I have that, but I'll double check that.
I have a copy.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence for these cases, so let's do one thing at a time if you don't mind. I do not think I have a copy of that, but okay, so you believe that the second complaint then was Mr. Troche?
I believe so.
Eva, was that second complaint Mr. Troche?
You
can't confirm?
Sir, this complaint? Dogs are constantly running around the neighborhood. Tell her how to keep her dogs. Very excited. Threaten me and my wife.
No? Okay.
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 All right, so we're not sure where this October 6th complaint came from, but we do have a letter from him on October 1st.
October 1st, I wrote.
Okay, yeah, I will want to see that, but when we get there, I just want to clarify these dates that I wrote down so far first. Also, I'm not sure that I have whatever it is you're looking at.
Judy's making
okay, thank you.
Copy for you right now.
Thank you. Do you want me to wait for her to come back, or you think you can help me with some of these dates? So the letter that went out to the cul-de-sac was October 14, 2015. You said that was in response to another complaint?
Yes.
Do we have the identity of the complainant?
No, we do not.
Okay, and what was that complaint?
Running at large, not picking up after animals, and it was just me trying to reinforce to everybody on that cul-de-sac, there is a leash law. Everybody does need a license, and you do need to pick up after your pet.
Okay. And then November 29th, there was another complaint. And then Lewis, Mr. Mendez, did some monitoring.
They stated that the dog had been running loose late in the evening from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We don't have officers on at that time. Mr. Mendez was on late doing other code cases. And as a courtesy, he swung by there for me.
So on the 3 dates of monitoring you gave me, those are all evening times?
Those were all the evening dates.
And we don't have the name of that complainant. Okay, I should have this. Well, maybe not. Was it December 17th or 27th? Or maybe I have the date totally wrong. Affidavit from Mr. Troche?
I met with the complainant on December 17th and left him blank affidavits and obtained a copy of that letter you just received as well. After leaving him with some affidavits, he filled them out for me, made copies, and passed them out to some of his neighbors. And then after receiving them back,
and the affidavits that you received back, are those the ones that are attached to these 3 agenda items?
Yes.
Okay.
After receiving them back, citations were issued.
Okay. All right, I think that gets up to where we are here. If I can just have a moment to just take a look at this letter, and then we will proceed. All right, and again, focusing just on agenda item number two, this is for an incident. My notes reflect that I can't sort out whether the incident occurred on February 7th or February 8th. Do you have any clarification on that point? I have an affidavit from Mr. Tresh. I actually have two, one dated February 10 and one dated February 7.
Yes, the first offense citation was issued for the offense on February 7th. The February 10th is that's when the second offense citation comes into play. And then there should be another one for February 11th for running at large. That's where the third offense citation came into play.
Okay, so that's one for each of these agenda items.
Yes.
Right, for each citation, okay. So for this case number ending in 0592. Well, the affidavit that I have with this case number is dated February 10th. With a
the date of incident is written further down, February 7th.
Right, the date of incident of February 7th. Both of these affidavits have the same incident date and time. It almost looks like it might be a revised affidavit. I'm not sure. I'll let Mr. Trosh clarify in a moment, but I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. The date of incident then is February 7, 2016 for this first agenda item. Okay. And I'm looking at, there's some photographs attached to this that were admitted into evidence. They appear to be dated February 8th, so we'll have Mr. Trosh clarify that. But, okay. Ms. Gordon, if you want to, well, maybe we should have Mr. Trosh go first and then you can respond.
Sure.
Go ahead, sir. Do you understand that there's three different citations here?
Yes.
Okay, so the one we're talking about right now is for an incident that occurred either on, it looks like your affidavit says that it occurred on February 7th, but the photographs that I'm looking at are dated February 8th.
There's two separate incidents, one on February the 7th
at
1:15 p.m. The second one was February the 8th, 2016 at 3:15 p.m.
Okay. All right, thank you for that clarification. What would you like to say?
I'd like to preface what I'm going to say with the fact that Ms. Gordon has been our neighbor for probably almost eight years.
Mm-hmm.
And up to the time I wrote the letter to Ms. Gordon, we had always been, I thought, good neighbors and friends. And she has three little boys. She's a single mother who works very hard. And we are very sympathetic, and we love those little guys. We haven't been able to talk to them or anything since these incidents occurred. And that's very disturbing to us, very emotional to us, because I'm a very giving person. I've served my time in hell. I've been shot. I know what pain is, and I don't want to, in this world, to inflict pain anymore. That is the reason I wrote the letter to Ms. Gordon, asking her to please use the leash. I'd even purchase one if she needed to get the dog under control, because she has a right to a pet, and her sons have a right to have a pet. All we wanted was the dog under control. I did not wish to have to go this far.
Right.
It troubles me. She's been a good neighbor. She was a good friend. And my wife and I are both sorry this had to happen and occur.
Okay. As it relates to these, this incident, which I'm assuming we're lumping together, the city can correct me if I'm wrong. For this case number, agenda item number two, Mr. Trosh is telling me there's really two incidents, one on February 7th at 1:15 and one on February 8th at 3:15.
And it was one on January the 7th and one on January the 8th at different times. No, I did not file affidavits on
them. Okay, that's fine. I mean, I see photographs here of the dog not restrained. These photographs were submitted by you, correct?
Yes.
And is this your driveway or
what? That is my driveway.
Okay. On both of these photographs?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Gordon, thank you for your patience.
There's no really where to start. Like Mr. Buck had mentioned, this is like, it's not a good situation for me or for my kids, and I understand it's not good for them either. For 8 years, they were my family.
Right.
No, they had a key to my house. They were the first people we went to for Thanksgiving, I mean for Halloween. They were part, I could trust them with everything. I trusted them with everything. So we get a dog. I didn't want a dog. I really didn't. I'm a single mom, three kids, like you mentioned. I work full time. I don't have time for a dog. My kids wanted a dog. They begged me for a fully trained German Shepherd dog, police dog. But I ended up rescuing that dog from a lady who had been fined in Ormond Beach for having an abundance of animals. So she kept calling me, telling me I have this dog. She knew my mom from somewhere. And my mom's like, don't worry, I'll take care of him. He'll be at my house. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe I could swing this if my mom, who lives not in my section, who lives in the F section, takes him half the time. Maybe we can manage this. Long story short, I do take responsibility for having the dog off the leash. I assume responsibility for that. I know he ran off a lot of times, especially initially. I've never threatened anybody. That really bothered me that was said. I've never not, you know, Mr. Buck had mentioned that he'd buy me a leash. I have a million leashes. I don't need a leash. I had bought a wireless electric fence, which I have receipts for. And my dog was terrified of the thing. And every time that he would take off, he didn't want to come back because he didn't want to be shocked. I tried a couple other, you know, forms of training. We've had that breed of dog. It's a Jack Russell Terrier, a rat terrier, in my family ever since I was 3 years old. My mom has one. I know how to train those dogs. That's what the type of breed of dog that I'm familiar with. You know, I, for the most part, I did a really good job in training him. He stayed within our you know, yard. You know, but in our neighborhood, you know, we have deer. I have pictures of, we have a, I think it's a Florida bobcat or something. You know, so he barks and he tries to get out. And what he was doing was making holes in our screen enclosure. So he was taking off that, he was getting out that way. And, you know, he's gotten out on my watch, and I do admit that. But also I have a nanny who stays with my baby at home during the day. And she was, you know, she also accidentally, just like I did, let the dog out, just like the kids did. It was never anything intentional that I was, you know, letting the dog out and just running, you know, off. Now, when I knew we had an issue, it was on October 1st. That was Evan, my four-year-old's birthday. So their father hasn't seen him in like 3 years. But on October 1st, he called and he asked me, can I talk to Evan? And I said, sure. So he's talking to my son, and I don't have it on speaker, and I'm not quite sure what he's saying, but nothing good. And my baby starts crying, and at that point, I was, you know, with the dog in the front yard, and I just turned around and, you know, started trying to comfort my son. And I realized, and I saw the dog do it, go over to Mr. Buck's yard and poop on his yard. Now, school starts at 8 o'clock. I quickly, this was like, I don't know, 7:45. I got the kids into the car. I said, Mr. Buck, I'll be right back and I'll pick it up. I dropped off my eldest at school, came back because I was waiting on the nanny to come home to take care of the baby. I dropped off my eldest and my, who just turned 4 years old, at school. And I came back and I went to say, you know, I knew exactly where he pooped. I saw him poop. And I said, let me clean that. And he yelled at me and said, I already did it. And I said, okay. And then I get the letter from him. You know, I wasn't trying not, I was going to clean up my dog's mess. I realized that he pooped in the yard. I saw it. I knew where it was. I was going to pick it up. I'm not irresponsible to that degree where I'm just going to allow my dog to run free and poop all over everybody's yard. So I then called screening company. They do screens and gutters and stuff like that, and I got a quote to get, instead of just a screen, get a pet screen and get a kick plate all around my screen enclosure so the dog wouldn't make a hole. So I got that estimate back on 11/11 of 2015, and you know it was over $1,000, and I just didn't have the money on me. So what I was doing was tying the dog to a runner within my screen enclosure and trying to keep him out from, you know, trying to keep him away from running off because while I'm at work, because I didn't want any more problems with my neighbors. I'd come home, or then you know, nanny would tell me that she would find him all tangled up underneath the table and underneath the chairs, and every once in a while she would, you know, let him loose because he was all tangled up, and then he would make another hole in the screen enclosure. We had, like, everything blocking that screen enclosure, and he still found a way out. So finally, I got the screen enclosure repaired. I got the kick plate in. I got the pet screen in. The dog has not been out since the end of March. Not once. There has been no incident, no running at large, no pooping in anybody's yard. If he's out there, he's out there either in the screen enclosure or he's out there on a leash walking with my kids and I. So I've rectified the issue. I did my best to rectify the issue early on, but I just... You know, he's a puppy. He's a puppy, and, well, he's, you know, one now. But, you know, I had him fixed, and that's the other thing in regards to licensing. I'm not sure if it's this.
I don't have any licensing issues before me, so it's
okay,
not really.
Okay, so I'll talk about that when that time, you know, the licensing was just a misunderstanding. And the other thing is I was getting notices at my house, but they were in my husband's, ex-husband's last name. So all of that mail was being forwarded to him, so I had no clue what was going on. And I did speak to Eva one time, and she's like, you could have called me. And I'm like, I didn't know what was going on because the notices were coming in Godfrey's name, and that mail was being, you know, forwarded over to wherever he lives. So I knew there was an issue. I was well aware. Mr. Buck did write me a letter, and you know, like I said, I did my best to try to contain the dog. You know, I wasn't being, you know, irresponsible and just letting the dog do whatever he wanted, which is what they're painting the picture of, and that's definitely not what happened.
Okay. Does the city have anything that they would like to say in response to Ms. Gordon?
Thank you for getting them up to date on rabies and license, and whatever you feel is appropriate.
Okay. I'm not your mom, and I'm nobody's mom, but and so I'm not going to lecture you too much. I am going to say, which is something that I think you already know, and that is if you own a dog, you have a responsibility to make sure that it is kept, you know, you have an obligation to, and I'm going to use lawyer words for you, to use exercise due care and control of your animal. And, you know, you obviously have admitted that these incidents have occurred. And I'm very sad to see that, you know, your relationship with your neighbor has been tarnished because of this. And I hope that since everything is now fixed and everything's, you know, appears to be better, that you can repair that relationship because it sounds like it was once a good one. And I'm very sorry to hear about that. One of the questions I have just following up with regard to notices, the citations, and this is a question for you, the citations that were here on today, were they mailed to Godfrey or Gordon? Let me just see.
Everything was when mailed to Godfrey and Louisa Gordon, which is the...
Okay, to both of you.
That's
so, Ms. Gordon...
So Iowa County Property Appraiser.
Okay. So when was it that you first received a notice or something from Palm Coast that you opened?
It was right before, I guess, that first court date, which I couldn't make because I'm working. I had to take time off of work for that. So it was right before that. And like I said, I knew there was an issue, but I didn't think I had to come and present or talk to somebody about it. I thought, you know, I knew that there was a licensing issue. Now, what happened with the license was I got my dog, you know, I got him fixed, I got his shots done and everything else, and I paid for, it was only like $5, I paid for the license. So when I went in, like, the second time, they gave me a tag. I didn't know whether it was a license or rabies. I just put the tag on him. So when I came in for the second thing, I mentioned something, and they're like, ma'am, you forgot to get the license. So you paid for it, but you never got the certificate with the new little badge thing. But it was paid for way before I got it. So it wasn't like I didn't license him on time or I didn't get his shots on time. You know, for a period of time, he was staying at my mom's house on and off. But, you know, I did everything I could do within a timely manner, within, you know.
Okay.
Correct?
What's up?
Is that correct? Is that the information that you have? That my license was paid for.
Yeah.
I just never obtained. They didn't issue it.
She got it done at the shelter.
Yeah, at the Humane Society.
And that's fine, because we're not here on a license.
Okay,
issue.
But I know that was, like, an issue, too.
Yeah.
So he's, like I said, he hasn't been loose since March. Because once I got rid of the wireless, and I have, like I said, I have receipts for everything. Once I got rid of the wireless pet fence, then I just said, forget it, I can't. It's not worth the issue.
Okay. Before we wrap this up, I want to touch on the other two cases quickly, because I would like to make my ruling overall. For the record, agenda item number 3, case number 2016-020708. Eva, you don't need to go through all the notice requirements. I've reviewed all that prior to this hearing. The dates of the notice and whatnot. For this agenda item number 3, there was another affidavit filled out by Mr. Troche. Mr. Troche, did you have anything extra you want to say with regard to these other offenses? Okay, for the record, he's shaking his head no. And again, I have had the opportunity to review these affidavits that just, again, generally state that the dog runs free and uses the restroom in the yard. There's also several photographs that have been provided for my review in the evidence of the dog loose, not on a leash. With regard to agenda item number 4, case number 2016-020709, again, Eva, I'm aware of the notices that were mailed. This one has an affidavit filed by Sherry Baker. Is Sherry Baker present?
No, she is not.
Okay, thank you. So just give me one moment to just take a look at this. Ms. Gordon, just so you are aware and have an availability to respond, excuse me, an opportunity to respond, agenda item number 3 is for an incident dated February 10, 2016, and agenda item 4, February 11, 2016. If you have something specific related to one of these, you're free to, you know, let me know. If you don't know, that's fine, too.
All I know is there was an incident where the dog was, like, crying because he didn't want to come back into the house because he was wearing the wireless collar. I repeated this to a couple people, and they're like, there are just no words to explain this. But so my neighbor, who I'm not that close with, that lives next to Mr. Buck and Miss Jackie, she saw my dog running loose, and I was trying to get the dog back, and the dog was crying, literally. And every time I would go to grab him, he would start crying because he knew I was going to go past that marker or whatever, and even though it was turned off, he was scared. But anyway, so she said to me, "What is wrong with your dog?" And I said, "Ma'am, he's just a puppy." And she said, "My daughter's dog, he just lays down all day and blah, blah. Why is he running?" And I said, "He's just a puppy." And she said, "You really need to put that dog on Prozac."
That must have been Sherry Baker.
Sherry, yeah. So I don't know. I've never, like, I didn't intentionally say, "Hey, dog, go run around and go cause a ruckus. Let me chase you for an hour in my socks in the street while my kids are, it's time for bed." It wasn't my intention.
Right.
You know, but then I apologized, and he never went, you know, pooped in her yard or anything like that. He was running around. He's a dog. He was running around, and yes, he was unleashed. I was trying to get him back in the house. It wasn't like he was out there while I was inside, you know, watching movies. You know what I mean? I just...
Okay.
Don't get it.
You don't deny that he was loose, though.
I don't deny that he was loose.
I just
like I said,
sure
I'll take
clear.
Responsibility for that. I rectify the problem. It's no longer a problem.
I'm happy about
yes.
that. Okay, I'm glad to hear that. You know, again, I'm saddened by the relationship with your neighbors. I really hope that you can repair it, especially given the fact that hopefully moving forward, the fence is not going to be an issue, and you're going to obey all the ordinances of the city of Palm Coast. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do for my ruling. Based on your admission and everything, first let me just get this business out. The city staff met all notice requirements. I'm going to find that they did. I'm going to find that the owner, Luisa Gordon, owned and still owns the animal, a neuter dog named MJ, at 128 Iron Place. As it relates to agenda item number 2, I'm going to find that there was a violation of section 8-30B, running at large, and 8-30A, creating a nuisance, based on the admission of Ms. Gordon that the dog was running at large and had used the restroom in the neighbor's yard. So for that one, I'm going to find that the citation amount of $150 is reasonable, and question for the city, will that be due within 30 days of the invoice as well?
Correct.
Okay, so that will be due within 30 days of the invoice that you will receive from the city in the mail. Okay, so that takes care of agenda item number 2. Okay, as it relates to agenda item number 3, and I'm going to get clarification on just this one point from Mr. Tresh. For the violation date of February 10th, we have admissions that there was running at large. With regard to using the restroom with the dog defecating in your yard, do you remember whether he did that on this date as well? He did not? Okay. Okay, so for this one, agenda item number 3, I'm going to find that there was a violation of 8-30B running at large, but not that there was a violation of 8-30A. I'm going to find that $75 is a reasonable fine instead of $200, and that will also be due within 30 days of the invoice.
Excuse me, Nicole.
Yes.
This was considered to be the second offense. For $100, did you want to reduce it to $75?
Yes, I do want to reduce it to the $75 because I noticed that all the citations were issued on the same date and there was no prior adjudication. So that's
okay.
That's
what
good. I would like to do on that one.
Thank you.
Same thing's going to happen for agenda item number 4. I'm going to find that there was a violation of section 8-30B for running at large, but not 8-30A for creating a nuisance. I'm going to find that $75 is a reasonable fine for a first-time offense, even though it wasn't a first-time offense, technically. But it will be due within 30 days of the invoice. Now, I could have done what the city asked me to do, which is to treat them all as individual violations. But I didn't do that because it sounds like you're moving in the right direction. So if this happens again, I will probably not be as lenient.
So there are 3 individual fines?
Yes, you will have 3 individual fines. You will have $150 for agenda item number 2, $75 for agenda item 3, and $75 for agenda item 4.
Wow.
Those will be due within 30 days of the invoice. Okay? Do you have any questions?
I really don't think that's fair.
Okay, well, I think it's very generous.
Everything ties into one thing. I didn't receive notices until right before I had the hearing this past. I want to say it was a couple months ago. You know, I understand my dog was running. I didn't know I had a violation. I didn't know anything. It was going to...
Well, and that's why I reduced it to the 75 as a first time, because you didn't have the prior adjudications from the other invoices. But, I mean, you've testified that your dog has run loose on numerous occasions. So that is a violation of the code. You have a responsibility to exercise. What did I say? Due care and control is the language under the ordinance to keep your dog restrained. So that's my ruling today.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Okay. Judy, when you get settled, I'd like to confirm the agenda items we have left.
Okie doke.
To the right.
All right. Number 8, 10.
Oh, no, we can. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yes.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Agenda items 8, 10, 18, 21, 23, 24, 25, 27, 28, 29, and 36.
Correct.
Are we on the same page? Okay.
Uh-huh. Cool. Yes. Why don't you sit?
Do you want to go in order? Is that how you'd like to proceed?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Agenda item number 8, case number 2016-040335. For the record, there is nobody else present. If the city would like to proceed, you may begin.
Good afternoon. My name is Eva with the City of Palm Coast Animal Control. Today we have 31 Smister Drive. Nobody is here to represent for this case. Again, we have a little bit of history.
Okay.
Starting in January, on January 20th of 2016, we had a bite case. The dog was loose, had bit the woman who was babysitting, the owner's children at the time, while she got in between this dog and another dog. Marley was running loose, attacked another dog that was in its own yard. When she went to break it up, she got bit in the leg. She left the dog there and retreated home. Stated it was not her dog and she wasn't worried about it. She was just the babysitter. And then just down the road, it bit another dog and caused some severe injury.
This all happened on the same day?
This is all on January 20th of 2016.
Okay.
The dog was found down the roadways by animal control, contained and brought into the Flagler Humane Society and placed on quarantine at the shelter for the 10 days. The dog was released from the shelter at the end of quarantine, released back to its owner. On the 31st of January, the dog was inspected to be okay, free of rabies, healthy, and released back to its owner.
Okay.
On the 20th, when the commotion was going on, I did advise the babysitter that the owner of the dog needed to contact us right away about the incident, since she was not present, and that we needed to see current rabies information ASAP. And even after the release of the dog, we still had not seen rabies information. When the bite occurred, we passed out affidavits to all the witnesses, and after review and photos obtained of injuries of the other animal, $150 citation was written on February 1st, 2016, based on this incident for the running at large bite case.
I'm sorry, what was the date of that again?
February 1st of 2016.
Okay, thank you.
After review of the affidavits and photo and the bite report, the citation was issued. That was our first offense. But we had two incidents in that first offense. We had a person bit and we had a dog attacked.
Okay.
On February 29th, I mailed out a courtesy notice for failure to license and that we needed current rabies still. We had no response from the owner. Again in April, April 6, 2016, another courtesy notice was mailed, again asking for the dog to be licensed and rabies to be obtained. On April 19th, 2016, a warning notice was mailed for the owner to please license the dog and provide us with rabies information. May 12th, a citation was written for failure to license for $75. Another incident, we had another complaint. On March 30th, 2016, a barking complaint came in. On March 30th, 2016, the complainant requested a letter be sent to the owner stating the ordinance, procedures to follow, and that barking can be considered a nuisance.
Do you have the name of the complainant by chance?
No, I do not. I did not speak to the complainant. Heather did. Yeah, I believe it was anonymous. The complainant requested that a neighbor be sent for the barking. On the 10th, I responded to the location, monitored for...
I'm sorry.
On April 11th, sorry. On April 11th, I responded to the location, monitored the area for 20 minutes. I did not hear any barking at that time, but I did post the property, again, asking the neighbor for rabies and license. And I posted that for barking, as well as for another complaint that came in on April 7th for running at large and going after another dog. That would have been our fourth incident on April 7th, 2016, when a complaint came in for running at large. No injuries were obtained by the other dog.
Okay.
But we received affidavits. I was off that day, so Heather dropped off affidavits. I believe Bill Doonan picked them up and notarized them. And on 4/19/2016, I prepared a citation for running at large and creating a nuisance based upon the affidavits that were picked up by the other officer. And on May 20th, 2016, the owner came in and submitted for her license for one dog. But we do believe there are other dogs on the premises, but she is only admitting to one.
Okay, what is the city's recommendation with regard to this case?
That the citation stand.
And for clarification, the citation appears to be two counts of a second offense, one running at large, one nuisance.
Yes, and our first offense would have been back in January when we had a bite case. And people and another animal were bit with the dog running loose.
Okay. All right. For the record as well, I'm reviewing affidavits of witness Frank J. McDonough, witness James Dawson, neither of which are present here today. I could just have one moment. Okay, I had an opportunity to review all the documents that you have submitted into evidence. So I am aware that the notice requirements appear to have been met. In that regard, I'm going to rule that city staff met all notice requirements, and the owner, Melanie John, owned and still owns the animal, which is a male dog, name unknown, correct?
Marley.
Male dog named Marley, at 30 Westminster Drive. I'm going to find that there is a violation of Section 8-30A for dog creating a nuisance and Section 8-30B for running at large. I'm also going to find that the $200 fine is reasonable under the circumstances as a second offense, and there are two separate counts. So I'm ordering that the fine of $200 be paid within 30 days of invoice. Does the city have anything further on this case?
No, ma'am.
All right, next is agenda item number 10. Case number 2016-040550. The city would like to proceed.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast. Poncho, a male dog, owned by Richard Cortez at 70 Brockton Lane. The license expired January 7th, 2015. Notices were sent out, the first on November 9th of 2015, the second on February 1st of 2016. Citation was issued April 14th, mailed regular and certified on the 15th. It was signed for, the signature was unintelligible. The notice of hearing was posted May 14th, mailed regular and certified on the 16th. That is still in transit. The city recommends a Actually, the property owner had come in. She said that the tenants were supposed to move by the end of June. There is steady consumption with the water. We have never heard from the tenant, but the city recommends as a $75 citation stand.
So who is Richard Cortez? Is that the dog's owner or the landlord?
The dog's owner.
Okay.
Yes. We can't do the landlord.
I didn't think so. Okay. I was just confused about the moving out. I thought I saw a note in this file, too, that there may have been some doubt as to whether the owner still owned the dog. Is there any evidence on that point?
None that we could see, no.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements and that Richard Cortez owned and still owns Poncho, the male dog, at 70 Brockton Lane. I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. And I'm sorry, Judy, did you say that, are they in compliance or no?
No, they are not in compliance.
Okay, so what is the city's recommendation with regard to whether they can comply before I impose a fine, or?
Yeah, I would say give them 10 days to comply. If not, then the $75 citation due within 30 days of invoice.
Okay, I'm going to find that that is reasonable, and I'm going to order that Mr. Cortez comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccinations, the applicable license fee in the amount of $10, correct?
For the male dog, correct, $10.
Okay. Within 10 days, which will be on or before June 17th, 2016. If he complies, there will be no further fine imposed. If Mr. Cortez does not comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and licensing fee by June 17, 2016, the fine of $75 will be imposed to be paid within 30 days of invoice. I specifically find that the fine of $75 is reasonable under the circumstances. I will further order that Mr. Cortez must still come into compliance. And that is a final action with regard to this matter. All right, agenda number 18, case number 2016-030237.
City of Palm Coast versus Jeanette Kate, 15 Pickford Drive. For Gizmo, a spayed dog. The license tag expired December 20th of 2015. The rabies expired March 22nd of 2015. Notices were mailed out, the first on October 6th of 2015, and the second notice January 4th of 2016. The citation was posted on the 15th of March, mailed on the 16th, regular and certified. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The hearing was posted May 24th, mailed first class and certified May 25th, that too was signed for. The signature was unintelligible. She did call us on May 13th and said she was coming in next week, but she didn't. The city recommends 10 days, $5 for the license tag and a current rabies certificate. If not, then the $75 citation to stay.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements and that the owner, Jeanette Kate, owned and still owns the animal, the spayed dog, Gizmo. I'm going to find that there was a violation of Section 8-51A, failure to license, and that Ms. Kate comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and license fee of $5 within 10 days on or before June 17, 2016. If she complies, no further fine will be imposed. However, if she does not comply by June 17, 2016, the $75 fine will be imposed. I'm going to find that as a reasonable fine, and that that fine will be due within 30 days of invoice. Furthermore, Ms. Kate will be ordered to still come into compliance. And that is the final action with regard to this matter.
I'd also like to add that this one and the prior ones that I'm entering into evidence as Exhibit 1.
Okay, thank you.
Proving proper service along with supporting documents.
Housekeeping matters, yes. Thank you very much for reminding me. And the evidence will be admitted. Thank you. Okay, next up is Agenda Item 21, case number 2016-040507.
City of Palm Coast versus James Wixon. I'm entering 75 Raintree Place. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. A neutered dog named Kaiser, whose license, City of Palm Coast animal license, expired January 15th. The rabies expired May 16th. The notices were mailed out, the first on November 9th of 2015, the second notice February 1st, 2016. Citation was posted on April 14th, mailed first class and certified on April 14th. It was signed for by W. Tunicuff. I don't know who that is. The hearing was posted May 17th and mailed certified May 18th and first class mail. That is still in transit. The city recommends $5 and a current rabies certificate within 10 days. If not, then the $75 citation stand.
Can I ask where did Mr. Wixon previously register the animal with the address of 75 Raintree Place?
Correct.
Okay, so the evidence that was submitted by the city includes a printout for the Flagler County Property Appraisers website showing that property is owned by Wendy Tunicliffe,
Correct.
There is another printout that was produced by the city. I'm not sure what, where this is from.
That's Eunice? The water.
Okay, thank you. Also showing the property is owned by Wendy Tunacliff.
Correct.
Does the city have any information as to whether or not Mr. Wixon no longer resides at 75 Raintree?
As far as we know, he's still there. Nothing has changed between the water or the property appraiser from the time that he originally got license.
Okay. And I will assume
that was in 2010.
I'm
so
sorry?
So nothing's changed since 2010 between the property appraiser and the water company, and he's...
So each year that he's come in to renew, he has not changed his address?
I'm not sure how many he's gotten with us. I don't have that here. Sorry. I don't know if this was a... well, let me see. Oh, yeah, this is an old account number, so yes, he's renewed numerous times.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to find the city staff met all notice requirements, and that James Wixon owned and still owns the animal neutered dog Kaiser at 75 Raintree Place. I'm going to find that there was a violation of Section 8-51A, failure to license, and that Mr. Wixon has 10 days to comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and a licensing fee of $5, the deadline, which is June 17, 2016. If he complies by then, there will be no further fine imposed. If not, the fine of $75, which I find is reasonable, will be imposed to be paid within 30 days of invoice, and Mr. Wixon will still be further ordered to come into compliance. And that is the final action with regard to this matter. Okay, next is agenda item 23, case number 2016-040518.
This is the same animal owner for the next three, for agenda items 23, 24, and 25. If you want to do all three together, we can.
Okay, thank you. So just for clarification, three different dogs.
Three different dogs.
For the record, real quick, let me just clarify. In addition to agenda item 23, we're going to do agenda item 24, case number 2016-040519, and agenda item 25, case number 2016-040520. And it appears that agenda item 23 is related to a male dog named Ninja. Is that correct?
Correct.
24 is male dog Barney.
Correct.
And 25 is spayed dog named Layla.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. You may proceed.
City of Palm Coast versus Ross Somm at 21 Royal Palm Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Ninja, a male dog. Barney, a male dog. And Layla, a spayed dog, whose license tags expired January 17th of 2016. All three rabies expired in April of 2016. The first notices were mailed out November 9th of 2015. The second notices were mailed February 1st of 2016. The citations were posted on April 14th and mailed regular and certified. The certified mail came back unclaimed. The hearing was posted May 17th and mailed regular and certified May 18th. That certified is still in transit. We have not received any first-class mail back. The city recommends that they submit the $10 for both Ninja and Barney and $5 for Layla and rabies certificates for all three within 10 days, or the $75 first offense stand for all three animals.
Okay, thank you. Just for clarification, can you just confirm that agenda items 23 and 25, which are for Ninja and Layla, that that their rabies certificates expired April 8, 2016?
Correct.
And that for Agenda 24, for Barney, his rabies expired April 11th?
Correct.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. As to all three cases, I'm going to find the city staff met all notice requirements and that the owner, Ross Somm, owned and still owns male dog Ninja, male dog Barney, and spayed dog Layla at 21 Royal Palm Lane. I'm going to find for all three that there was a violation of Section 8-51A, failure to license, and for all three that Mr. Somm complied by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and the appropriate licensing fee for each animal, which will be $10 for Ninja, $10 for Barney, and $5 for Layla. If Mr. Somm complies by providing such proof of rabies vaccination and all applicable licensing fees within 10 days, so on or before June 17, 2006, no further fine will be imposed. If he does not comply by that deadline, a fine of $75 for each citation will be imposed, the deadline of 30 days to pay from the date of invoice, and Mr. Somm will be further ordered to still come into compliance. And that is the final action by the city with regard to this matter, these three matters, excuse me. Up next is agenda item 27, case number 2016-030251. And if I could just have one moment, do you mind?
These next three agenda items, 27, 28, and 29, are all for the same address, if you'd like to do all those together.
Yeah, we can do them together. If you'll just give me one moment.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so this is agenda item 27, case number 2016-030251 for spayed dog named Goodness. Agenda item 28, 2016-030252 for spayed dog named Leia. And agenda item 29, case number 2016-030253 for female dog named Holly. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. You may proceed.
City of Palm Coast versus Harlina McHugh at 2 Sled Court. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Goodness, a spayed dog, Layla, a spayed dog, and Holly, a female dog. All their license tags expired December 2nd of 2015, and all of their rabies expired November 23rd of 2015. The notices were mailed out first class, the first one on October 5th of 2015, the second notice on January 4th of 2016. The citation was posted on March 18th and mailed certified and first class March 21st. It was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. The hearing was posted on May 17th and mailed certified in first class. The certified is still in transit. We did not receive any first class mail back. The city recommends current rabies certificates for all three dogs, $5 for Goodness, $5 for Layla, and $10 for Holly within 10 days. Otherwise, the $75 citation to stand.
Okay, thank you. Can I just make one quick clarification? Agenda item 28, I just want to make sure I have the dog's name correct. L-E-I-A?
Correct.
Is that what you have? Okay.
Leia.
Thank you.
I probably said something else, didn't
I? Okay, no, that's okay. There's only 30-something of these. How dare you get something wrong? Okay, I'm going to, again, I stated this on the record, but I'll state it again. I have an opportunity to review all of these files prior to today's hearing. So I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements and that the owner, Harlina McHugh, owned and still owns the animals spayed dog Goodness, spayed dog Leia, and female dog Holly at 2 Sled Court. I'm going to find that there is a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license, and that Ms. McHugh is ordered to comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccinations for all three dogs and provide the applicable licensing fee, which for Goodness is $5, for Leia is $5, for Holly is $10. Ms. McHugh must comply within 10 days or on or before June 17, 2016. And if she does, no further fine will be imposed. If she does not, then the fine of $75 for each citation will be imposed at the deadline of 30 days to pay from the date of invoice. And Ms. McHugh will still be further ordered to come into compliance. And that is the final action by the city with regard to these matters. All right, and the last item is agenda item number 36, case number 2016-030228 for Spade Dog Mini. Is that correct?
Mini, yes. Judy Flam for the City of Palm Coast versus Astrid Cruz, 13 Zenith Court. Mentoring into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Minnie, a spay dog whose license expired January 2nd of 2015. They did submit on March 21st of 2016, but this was a mandatory appearance required. I do have to amend this. I had written this as a second offense for $100, but I realized that the first offense was actually a different animal.
Okay.
So this would actually be a first offense for $75. The first notice was mailed October 5th, 2015. The second notice was mailed January 4th of 2016. Citation was posted March 15th of 2016, mailed certified March 16th. It came back. The signature was unintelligible. They submitted on March 21st of 2016. The hearing was posted on May 17th of 2016, mailed certified and regular on May 18th of 2016. That is still in transit. We did receive a phone call on May 24th stating that they no longer own Mini. So I leave that up to you to make the final decision on the $75 citation.
Did the city do any independent investigation as to whether they actually own Mini or not?
No, we did not.
And you said they did come into compliance?
They did come into compliance on March 21st.
Okay. Based on the fact that they no longer own Mini, I'm going to find that there's, or I'm going to dismiss the citation, I suppose, or find no violation.
Thank you.
Okay, final housekeeping matters. I see there's no unfinished business, old business, or new business. Our next meeting is...
That's incorrect.
I'm sorry?
This is actually incorrect. It's actually...
Oh.
The next meeting will be June 14th, 2016 at 2 p.m.
Okay, next meeting will be June 14th, 2016 at 2 p.m. And these hearings are now adjourned at 2:53 p.m.